Halacha Gimel, we're in Parshat Miketz, continuing with some of the halachot of Bet Knesset. Hanichnas lebet Knesset, yizaher litaakev me'at. A person who walks into the Bet Knesset should be cautious to litaakev. Litaakev means to hold back a little, don't go rushing in. Bepetach kodem shikanes, you should abstain from running in right away, walking right away before you. You should do that at the door. Ula'ot atzmo yare v'hared. You should show yourself that you're fearful to go in. U'mizdazeh likanes be'elchal malko shel olam. You are trembling to walk into the house of the Creator, the King of the world. V'inyan ze mo'il me'od el ha'shlemut shel ha'adam v'la'asaga. This inyan, this concept, doing this, helps a lot for a person to receive and attain perfection, says the Ben Ish Chai. Imagine that. The Ben Ish Chai is giving us a key to attain perfection. Just standing and waiting a moment before walking into the Bet Knesset helps you be mashlim your neshama. Vezeh sod ha'pasuk u'mikdashai tirau. And this is the secret of the verse, you shall fear my temple. This is what they said in the Gemara, b'inyan Achitofel, in regards to Achitofel, shelimdo leDavid haMelech alav haShalom. Achitofel taught David haMelech this pasuk, bebet Elokim nelech beragesh, we should walk to the house of the Almighty trembling, shiramzu gam ken inam beragesh, shiitragesh haAdam. A person should feel awe before he walks in. V'izdazeh be'et kinisato be'et Elokim. You should tremble before you go into the house of the Almighty. Shu be'et HaKnesset. Ad kaj l'shon Rabbeinu Zal b'shar HaKavanot. Up until here is the words of the Arizal. So knowing that pausing for a moment before one goes into the Bet Knesset is not just a respectful thing, but also helps a person be mashlim his neshama. U'besefer Keter Malchut, and in the book Keter Malchut, the Chida in Moreh Be'etzba, Siman Gimel, also brings down what the Ben Ish Chai is about to say now. Katuv, b'chol yom k'shiyikanes lebet haKnesset, every day before you walk into Bet Knesset, ya'amod ba'petach, you should stand at the entrance, v'yomar pasuk, v'ani berov hasecha, v'chule. V'yikanes, before you go in, you should say this pasuk, u'kshehu nichnas v'olech sham, and when you walk in there, achar ha'pasuk ha'niskar, then afterwards you say, Hashem tzvarot imanu, mizgav lanu helekov sela. Pasuk של אברהם אבינו, עליו השלום. This pasuk coincides with Abraham. ואחריו, pasuk Hashem צבאות אשר אדם מותח בך. הוא של יצחק אבינו. This pasuk coincides with יצחק. ואחריו, pasuk Hashem הושיע, מלך יענה לביון קורנו. והוא של יעקב אבינו. And this pasuk coincides with יעקב. עליו השלום. So each pasuk coincides with one of the avot. The Ben Ish Chai explains, why do we say the avot before going into the Bet Knesset? So in a different place, in his Pirush on the Gemara, the Ben Ish Chai explains, because it's b'schut the avot, that we have a right to go into the house of the Almighty. It's only in their merit that we're able to do that. V'im efshar lo omram kulam b'omdo b'petach hinem atov, v'im lo efshar, if you can't say them standing up by the door, yomar shlosha psukim ele kshu nichnas v'olech, as you walk in, say these three psukim. In fact, in the Bet Knesset where I grew up, there was a little sign that had these psukim before you walk in. Walking, the tefillah used to start at 6. You would know that if you wanted to get the Bet Knesset on time, you have to show there at 5:15. Because everybody stood with their hand on the mezuzah and said the three psukim. Was thinking, I didn't think of Avraham, just a minute, don't rush me. There's like 6 people in the back end. You know, just a minute, now you messed up. Now again, right? So it's much like, you know, it's something that we grew up with. The Ben Ish Chai says that it's not proper to say v'ani b'rof chastecha unless you're wearing tefillin in the weekday. Aval b'Shabbat v'yom tov, le'em manichim tefillin, but on Shabbat and Yom Tov, when we don't put on tefillin, yomar pasuk, you could say this pasuk v'ani b'rof chastecha. You don't need to necessarily be wearing tzitzit at that point. Because it's enough that you're wearing talit katan, on Shabbat, you could go in and say the pasuk of Ani Berov Chasdecha, Evo Betecha, v'chule. Halacha, Talit. Halacha Dalet. He's going to talk about Kviut Makom, meaning a person should set aside a place to pray, and not only set aside a place to pray, but in the Bet Knesset itself, he should have a place. Yikba Makom Letfilato. The Makom for this is the Shulchan Aruch, Siman Sadi, Siv Katan Yutet. A person should set aside a place to pray. Shelo Yishanehu. Don't change it. Velav Dafka Bekeva Shel Bet Knesset. Not only a Bet Knesset, Ela Gam Bet Knesset Shekavua Bayikba Sham Makom. But even in the Bet Knesset itself, you should set aside a place. Meaning have a seat, have a place, a row, something that's set aside for you. We'll speak about the importance of this soon. וכן כשיתפלל בביתו לפרקים, and if a person is praying at home, גם כן יקבע מקום להתפלל בו בכל פעם. A person should also set aside a place to pray. If you know that for whatever reason you have to pray at home, then in your house, you should have a room that you pray in. A woman as well. A woman who prays at home should have a set place. גם כן יקבע מקום להתפלל בו בכל פעם. ועיקר קביעות מקום בתפילת העמידה. What needs, what necessitates Kviut Makom is the Amidah. Now, the significance of this is that when you have a set place for something, it shows Chashivut. It shows importance. For example, if you're going to have a big business meeting, you don't make it that it's going to be, you know, as you're walking somewhere, you meet somewhere. You might meet at a restaurant, you might meet at a lobby, but you'll meet a meeting place, because when something's important, you have a set place for it. And therefore, a person who has a set place for his tefillah, it says, Eloke Avraham Be'ezro. The God of Avraham Avinu is with him. That's how important it is in the eyes of the Almighty when you set aside a place. Now, a common issue that we have sometimes is that, let's say you have in the yeshiva or in the Bet Knesset a place to pray, and somebody's sitting there already. What do you do? Now, so if you feel you could say something, then fine. And the person won't get insulted, then fine. But the Magen Avraham brings down, in Siman Sadi, Sif Katan Lamed Dalet, he brings down that any in the vicinity of four Amot is still considered the same place. Like all the other halachot. You have to make Birkat HaMazon in its place. What does in its place mean? You have to sit on the chair exactly, and it's got to be resting on the exact tiles that it was when you were eating? No. In the vicinity. What does vicinity mean? Within Dalet Amot, 192 centimeters. It's considered Dalet Amot. So you don't have to proceed to kick someone out. You could pray next to it, and that still has that concept of Chashivut of... Let's go on to Halakha Hey. Asu litpalel beitzavon. One is not allowed to pray while he's sad, while he's depressed. Dimit palel beitzavon. If a person prays while he is depressed, en nafsho yechola lekabel or ha'elyon hanimshach ala beit ha'tefila. If a person prays while he's depressed, his soul cannot receive the proper light in the times of tefila. That's what they say, is a famous saying, that there's no avera to be depressed. You don't find an isur in the Torah, lo tiyeh depressed. I mean, other than the translation issue, but depression brings to every avera in the world. There's no avera to be depressed, but depression brings to every avera in the world. That is like when the Hali Yetzirah shuts down our defense system. So Ben Ishchai says, in tefillah, a person is not allowed to be beitzavon. If a person prays while he's beitzavon, while he's depressed, while he's down, then he's not going to receive the proper light. V'rak b'sh'at ha'vidui, yitatzev al avonotav. Nevertheless, when a person is saying vidui, and he should have remorse for his sins, v'kodem tefillah yikabel mitzvat v'ahavta l'arecha kamocha, before one prays, he should accept upon himself the positive commandment of loving your fellow Jew. Why is this so? V'lachen, im yesh adam Yisrael betzara, if a person, you know a Jew, that is suffering, yitpalel alav, you should pray for him. That's in fulfillment of that. Kol yom beferush, pray for him specifically. V'aledei ze tiklal tefilato b'chlal tefilot kol Yisrael. Why is it important to strengthen this aspect of v'ahavta l'recha kamocha before prayer? Can't find a better time for it? I'm a little busy now, I'm about to pray. Right? The reason is because when you pray for all of Am Yisrael, what you do is you bring your tefillot into Am Yisrael's tefillot, and they go up like a big chunk. Goes up to the heavens like a big block of Am Yisrael tefillot. Instead of you individually going up, you're included with everyone, and you have much more capability of your tefillah being accepted if you pray with everyone. So that's why before tefillah, it's important. You'll see in the Sidurim, it brings, Areni mekabel alai mitzvah ta'aseh, shel ve'ahavta l'cha kamocha. I'm accepting of myself the positive mitzvah of ve'ahavta l'cha kamocha. Why now? Because in order for our tefillah to have its most power, we need to have the strength of everybody together. Now, as sort of an introduction to this halakha, we're going to see a portion on the Ben Ish Chai brought in Otzrot Chaim. He talks about the pasuk, "Vayavo kol ish asher nes'o libo," in Shmot Lamed Hei Chaf Aleph. This is talking about the creation and the making up of the Mishkan. Who brought and donated to the Mishkan? Only one who his heart wanted him to. A person who wanted to give willingly gave to the Mishkan. Says the Ben Ish Chai, "Yaduahu shemidat ha'itzavon timashech miyesod ha'afar shu tachton lechol ha'yesodot." The concept of itzavon, of depression, comes from the attribute of afar. We have, the world is made up of esh, fire, ruach, wind, mayim, water, and afar. Afar is the most base. So depression comes from there. כמו שכתב מורן אבחיים ויטל, אבחיים ויטל wrote about this. לכן הוא דומם ואין בו תנועה כלל. That's why when a person is depressed, he doesn't feel like doing anything. לכן הארץ החומרית היא אפר והיא התחתונה. That's why a person who gets depressed taps in to that part of the world, which is אפר, which is dormant. Because that's where it comes from. It both come from the same part. ואם כן צריך אדם להגביר עצמו מיצוד זה. A person has to elevate himself from this level, shu tachton ve'la'alot lemala mimenu, and you have to elevate yourself a step higher. Ki lachen amru chazal, therefore our sages said, shetov me'od la'adam la'abit b'shamayim. Says the Ben Ish Chai, it brings, b'shem tana de'veliyahu, that a person should stare at the heavens. Ve'yo'il me'od le'tarat ha'nefesh. And staring at the heavens, at the sky, helps to attain a certain purity of the soul. וזכות המחשבה והסקל, וזכות, and to purify your thinking process. Why is this so? Why is that so? והוא, כי הארץ התחתונה היא אפר. The world is the dust, the dirt. ואם כן, כל מה שיכול האדם למשך לבלתי הדבק בה, the more a person can distance himself from the earth, from the ground, and get higher, the more he distances himself from that concept of being dormant, of depression. אלא להגביר עצמו למעלה, כי שם כתיב עוז וחדווה במקומו, אז הרבה טוב לנפשו בעבודות הבורא יתברך. ובזה יובן, and now we can understand, says the Ben Ish Chai, ויבוא כל איש אשר נשאו ליבו, every person whose heart wanted to elevate himself to donate. רוצה לומר, הלב הטהור שהיה לו, the pure heart that the Jews had in the desert, push them to give truma, to donate to the Mishkan. Hitgaber al haChomer. They were able to conquer the physical. V'nas'u miyesod ha'afar ha'tachtoni. And they elevated themselves from the level of afar, from the lowest level of being dormant. Hadabek bo shu ha'mamshich lo midat ha'itzavon. That brings sadness. V'hu nas'o v'higbiho lemala. And a person was able to elevate himself higher. V'karvo ad yesod ha'ruchanim. And bring himself closer to these spiritual realms. שהם מושללים ממידה זו הרעה של הצוון. These spiritual realms are totally barren from this concept of sadness. Right? That's what the Ben Ish Chai said. When you stare at the heavens, you are able to purify your soul. Because in a sense, what you're doing, just by staring, just by looking, you can elevate yourself from the afar, from the lowest level of the earth, to the highest level. ואם כך, מאחר שהגביה ונתרחק מזה, since they were able to distance themselves from this, אם כן, מזה תוכל לדון על צדקתו שהיא שלמה. A person is able to evaluate himself and know his level. והייתה בשמחה וטוב לבב, and that's why they were happy. כי מידת העיצבון לא תמשך, כי אם מיסוד האפר כנודע. וכוונת הפסוק בזה להשביח את צדקת ישראל אשר הביאו לצורך משכן השם. The pasuk that says, and every person brought those that elevated their hearts. What does it mean elevated their heart? How did they elevate them, their hearts? When they elevated themselves above this level of afar, that automatically gave them that certain purity. Gam, hitzar haguf me'od u'mezeget laguf harbe. The sadness damages the human's body itself, not only in a spiritual aspect. V'kama choleah ra'im yemeshchum meno bar minan. How sick can a person get from it? V'ineh makazo shel midat ha'itzavon hi ma'aseh yadei adam. You should just know that this concept of depression is man-made. V'akavana tahayinu shekol makah shetavo la'adam. Every time a person has a hardship, v'adai higzera min ha'shamayim. For sure it is a heavenly decree. She'en adam nokef etzba'o melemata, a person does not move his finger down on this earth, eleim ken machrizinav melemala. A person does not move a finger unless in the heavens there's a whole loudspeaker that goes out and says, all right, everybody get ready, he's going to move his finger on the count of 1, 2, 3, action! And he moves his finger. Imagine that every movement that we make is decreed in the heavens. V'im ken hakol gazur min ha'shamayim. Since that's the case, everything is decreed from the heavens. How could you think that anything happens on its own? And it's a svara, it's logic. When you have a house, and you walk into the house, and all of a sudden you see a stranger looking very shady looking. He's got a nice bag, he's wearing a mask, and he's got out of his pockets are coming out some of your valuables. What's the first thing you do? You ask him, what are you doing here? And if he doesn't come up with a good answer, you kick him out. Why? It's your house. You don't let anybody just walk in and do what they want. Same thing. This earth is a Kadosh Baruch Hu's house. Mekomo shel olam. This is his place. You think he lets people do just whatever they feel? It looks like as if it's not being guided. There's no different. Hashem doesn't let things just happen the way they seem. אבל היצבון שיהיה לאדם זה אדם שהביאו בידו על עצמו. A person brought this on himself. Why? ומן השמיים לא גזרו עליו שיהיה לו מכה זו. In the heavens, they didn't decree that you should make yourself sad. But rather, it happened on its own. Why? Because Hashem decreed something that should happen. You went ahead and thought it happened on its own. And that's why. יען כי הצבון הוא דבר מגונה ושנוי לפני הקדוש ברוך הוא. הקדוש ברוך הוא does not like it. והאדם אפילו על הבנותיו אין ראוי להיות ניצב. A person, says the Ben Ish Chai, should not, even on his sins, be sad a lot. Should be a little bit of sadness, remorse, but not to the extent, says the Ben Ish Chai, where it's able to take you off from the service of God. V'imin ha-shamayim yigzeru al adam yisurin, and if they decree on a person they should have yisurin, hina HaKadosh Baruch Hu rotze, sh'adam yikabel et yisurin, b'simcha u'b'tov u'levav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to accept these hardships happily. V'im ken, ech shayach sh'imin ha-shamayim yigzeru al avitzavon. מאחר שצריך להיות מקבל גם איסורים בשמחה. Since the hardships we're supposed to accept happily from the heavens, it can't be that in the heavens they decreed for you to be sad. וזהו ניסיון שעושים לאדם תמיד. And this is the test that they give you from the heavens. What is it? לראות אם מקבל את כל האיסורים הבאים עליו בשמחה או לא. This is the test. The test is not only running to catch that egged bus. And finally, you know, you start from a block away. I think all of us here in Yerushalayim could be Olympic runners. I know myself, when I'm carrying my book bag and I'm wearing like the long coat and I see the Eged bus a block away, I sprint. I can do like, you know, the 90 meter dash or whatnot in a few seconds. And then finally you're huffing and puffing, you're holding your hat, you get right in front of the door and the bus driver just looks at you straight in the eye and presses that fatal button that closes the door, you know, as he just drives away and you're left with like the motor, the engine, right? You look at it and you say, so that is a happening. The question is, how will you react to that? There's another part of the test. It's not just that. The part of the test is, how will you accept that? That's another stage that's totally independent. לראות אם יקבל את כל היסורים הבאים עליו בשמחה ולאו, ואם כן, לא אפשר שהם גזרו עליו יצבון. So now, being בשמחה is very strongly tied to Emunah. If a person sees that the world is run by the Almighty, he has a much easier time being b'simcha. And that's what this halakha is talking about. The importance of praying. Why? What is the connection between simcha and praying? What is praying? You're asking for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you run the world. Please give me chokhmah. Tachonen adam dad. Please give me health. Please give me parnasah. So if a person's happy, The explanation of that is that I understand you run the world. Nobody has a perfect life. So I understand you run the world. So you have a much easier time tapping into prayer, which has the same exact theme. That's why the connection between simcha and prayer is so strong. This doesn't mean that a person, if he's not happy, should not pray. He definitely should pray. And sometimes people use prayer as a way, a means of becoming happy. An outlet to pray to the Almighty. But it's an awareness that we have to have of the correlation between the two.